The mitzvah of Shabbos is not just a mitzvah. We are taught 12 times in the Chumash about the observance of Shabbos. Shabbos is referred to as a bris, a covenant, and an oath. It is the imprint of Kedusha, says Rav Volpe, Rismus shel Kedusha bezman. What is that day? What is the day of Shabbos? And this is something that takes maturation to appreciate. Sheishis yamim avoda, 6 days of the week are work. But Yom HaShvi, Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Lo yom bilui v'chofesh. It is not a day of hanging out and vacation. Ela gulas hakoteres. It is the goal. It's the ideal. Hatzavas matara l'chol amaleinu. Establishing a goal for all of our work. What does it mean that it is hatzavas matara, setting a goal for all of our work during the week? So let's talk about two different paradigms. One is the contrast that he's trying to draw. One is the idea of Shabbos as a day of respite. So in that respect, you could say, from that perspective, Shabbos is like, or it could be like, any lunch break that you have. Let's say you work in an office. I think this is probably the law, that if you work in an office, your employer has to give you time off for lunch. I think there's a rule like that. So why is it actually valuable? Why is it in the interest of the employer to give the employee a lunch break? That's right. It's a productivity factor. So if that's the case, so is the lunch break really a break? Well, it is a break, but it's actually just, you call it in Gemara, a hechetimsa. It's just a mechanism to deliver more productivity later. It's not in and of itself its own valuable time. Certainly from the perspective of the employer. The employer sees this as an investment in future productivity. If you ask the employee, why do they need a break? Because they need a break. Because they're tired. They need to replenish their energy. But from that perspective, the break itself is not a goal. The break is a means. That's different, says Rav Volpe, than what is Shabbos. Shabbos is not just a break. Shabbos is the goal. Shabbos is an opportunity to let go of all of the busyness of the week, all of the work, all of the stress, all of the expectations, and just be yourself. What is your true self? Your neshama. During the week, another way of looking at the same idea is the difference between becoming and being. During the week, we are in the realm of becoming. We're doing, we're developing, we're creating, but on Shabbos, we just are. That space of just being is not a vacuum so that you could become more during the week. It's because being in a state of being, with a capital B, is the most beautiful place that somebody can be. It's an ideal space for us. Do you notice that there is actually, if you think about it, no mitzvah, no specific commandment of something in the Torah that you do on Shabbos? You're thinking, right? Wait a second. What mitzvah d'oraisa do you have for Shabbos? Good. Shamor and Zachar. What is the Shamor department? Right. How do you guard Shabbos? Is it something that you do or stuff that you... That's right. So Shamor, which is all the 39 malachos plus muktzah plus other Isurim Darabanan, that's all the stuff you don't do. So lots of stuff you don't do. What was the other mitzvah? Zachor. What is the mitzvah of Zachor to do in the Chumash? Kiddush. Do you know what the Rambam says that you recite Kiddush before Shabbos starts? Meaning at the entry of Shabbos. Minat Torah, biblically, the only Kiddush is Friday night when you start Shabbos. And then the other part of Zachor is Havdalah, according to most Rishonim. When do you say Havdalah? After Shabbos is over. Did you ever think about the fact that from a biblical standpoint, there is no mitzvah of something to do on Shabbos? Why is it that... What's that? Lota says all the things that you don't do. Why is it that it's all about the Lota says? Why do you think that is? Growing up, for a lot of people, and Nebuch, there are a lot of Jews who look at Shabbos and they say, what a burden! A million things you cannot do! Why is that? Why is it structured that way? Because the main purpose of Shabbos is to create natural space. It's not to create a checklist. You need to be forced to let go of all the other stuff. Otherwise, you just wouldn't. And you wouldn't have that time for being. There's a Catholic woman. She lives in Scranton, Pennsylvania. She wrote a fascinating book because she moved into Scranton. She's a professor. And she moved into the middle of the Frum neighborhood in Scranton. So my mother's family, a lot of them live and have lived in Scranton. So I imagine this place. And this non-Jewish Catholic lady shows up and becomes the Shabbos goy and the Yontif helper. And she's so curious because she's a very devout religious person. So she's learning all about Judaism from her neighbors. And her kids become friends. It's a fascinating, she writes a book about this. It's a fascinating story. And she describes how she was so enamored with Shabbos that people just put away everything. And she said she tried to make her Sunday, her Sabbath, so to speak, her Christian Sabbath, into Shabbos. She just couldn't do it. She couldn't do it. It was too hard not to do the chores and the housework that she needed to do, the gardening. Because unless you have a system that you are committed to, and we make a choice, we have Bechir, we make a choice to commit to Halacha. So unless you have that system, how are you going to maintain that level of intensity? You need the system. But once you have the system, how beautiful is it that you're not checking your phone for 24 hours? Of course, there are probably times that you wish you knew what was going on or what that person was saying or doing. But there's a big part of you that's like, oh, I'm a chai, I could just be. I don't have to worry about, is someone expecting me to text them back? No. Is someone expecting me to WhatsApp them or check their status? No. I could just be. Now, some people, it makes us very uncomfortable just to be. But that's because it's just us and Hashem. That's what it means, that it's a bris and an os. Turn the page over. Kol shavua anu chayim im yimrei bereishis. Every week we relive these days of creation. Kivyachol hichtiv menucha liatzmo lelamdenu ki tachlis habriya hachitzonis hi apnimius. The goal of all the stuff that we do is to be inner people, to be inner spiritual beings. And that's why Ravolbi quotes in the next passage, a Gemara in Beitza, that Shabbos was given to us bitzina. It's a gift that was given to us privately, secretly, personally. Because actually on Shabbos, we let go of all the stuff on the outside. I don't have any obligation to my employer, to my coworkers, to my friends. It's actually an empty space that's meant for private living. So what do? I create the ruchnius opportunities. It emerges for me from that space of being. If Hashem gave you a mitzvah, minat Torah, read the Torah, daven in the shul, eat this food, like he does on Pesach for what we eat, or Shavuos, or Sukkot, that kind of thing, it would become a checklist. And sometimes you need a checklist. But sometimes the point is not the thing that you're doing, it's just being. The same way that sometimes you could spend time with a friend, you don't have to do, you just kind of chill. Yeah. So the Korban Musaf, it's a very good question. The Korban Musaf is what we call the Seder HaAvoda. And that is a unique dimension that happens to overlap with Shabbos. But it's really, that is part of the service in the Beis HaMikdash that was done on our behalf. Only one person did it. The Kohen did it on behalf of everyone. But my personal experience of Shabbos is really meant that I'm supposed to curate it. It's supposed to emerge for me. So that's why, of course, there are a lot of mitzvos to do. But the way that we're supposed to view them as, that's what I'm doing with my time. If somebody gave you 25 hours of uninterrupted time, how would you orchestrate it? Well, I would want to spend some of that time thinking about the Rivono Shel Olam. I would probably spend a lot of that time davening, some of that time learning, getting together with my family, getting together with my friends, all the things that are important. So that's why you need the Malachas of Shabbos to say, everything stay away. This is my time. How do I want to use my time? I want to use it for Ruchnius. But that emerges from my own personal values. And that's why, perhaps, Rav Volbi says, that's why it comes the secret, Beseser. Because your personal identity, it's your Kodesh Kodashim. Nobody knows you like you. So it's your time for being. And your experience of Shabbos is going to be different than everybody else. And that's why you get a Neshama Yisera. It's all about your own personal spiritual experience. And that is a deep connection to Hashem. It's not easy. It's not easy belonging to, you know, God in a private space. It can be very awkward. What would we even talk about, me and God? How do I have those conversations? But it's a reframe of Shabbos. Shabbos is not a bunch of things to do. Shabbos is a spiritual sanctuary in time, an opportunity for being.